Milan No-Till Field Day. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. It is the 30th anniversary of Milan's No-Till Field Day, and new technologies for farmers is still the goal.
I was here at the first one. I was a 17-year-old kid working here on the summer crew when the first one was held in 1981. And so I think nobody ever anticipated at that point that we would be going this long out. And here we are. 30th event, and I think we've had a pretty big impact. So that's the exciting part.
Blake Brown is the center director for UT's Ag Research and Education Center at Milan, and it's his team that puts together the field day. Brown says even though no-till has been widely adopted across the state in the last 30 years, there are still things to learn.
35, 40 years ago, we were at basically 0% no-till. This year, we only have 4% of our acres in the state that are farmed with the old conventional till system. So we've made that much impact with either no-till or conservation tillage. And so we've saved lots and lots of tons of topsoil from going down the Mississippi River. You know, I tell people we're no longer trying to teach people how to no-till, but we're trying to learn how to incorporate all these new agricultural technologies into a no-till system, because that's what our farmers are using these days.
And farmers still come to Milan looking for new ways and new methods to do things, like Stewart County farmer Charlie Hancock, who's been coming to Milan since the beginning.
Then I was trying to get started in farming, so I came to so I could carry something back to the farm. And I can remember going out to the field, and they had this piece of equipment. They called it the strip-till dream machine. I thought, I believe I could sit tobacco in that. Well, it caused me to think outside the box, and now we're 100% strip-till. But this year, we added probably 6 acres of a 100% no-till on the tobacco. So we're looking still on how we can keep from disrupting this soil to save the moisture, to save the soil first and foremost.
Well, a really great day for farmers across the state for sure. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.